the Matthias and Matthews lapels directly beneath the bell tower roof, tolled out vigorously. The noise was deafening to Iron Beak and his birds, separated from the bells by only a single layer of slates. Taken completely off guard, they flapped off in all directions, cawing loudly. Below on the belfry, Cornflower and Mrs. Church Mouse heaved and tugged furiously on the bell ropes, their paws leaving the floor at each recoil. Bong, ding, boom, clang, bang, bong. Iron Beak was last to leave the roof. He tried calling to his warriors, but his voice was lost in the clanging melee. With his head resounding to the metallic cacophony through to his very beak tip, the raven flapped off heavily into the air. John Church Mouse clapped Ambrose upon the back.
I'll teach him to laugh at our army, hey, me old Spike?
Constance opened the abbey door.
Come on inside. I'm closing the door now. I hope we gave Formal and his crew time to set their surprise up.
With his head still ringing from the bells, Iron Beak flew under the eaves to the roof space in a black rage.
Mangers, take four with you and see if you can pick up any lone stragglers outside. The rest of you follow me. Get that roof trap door open quickly. We'll fly inside to the upper gallery and beat them to the stairs.
Beat what, Chaz, Chief?
The crow had not recovered his hearing properly. Iron Beak buffeted him flat with a hefty wing blow.
I said beat them to the stairs, Aunt Brain. Now get that trapdoor up and follow me.
Halfway across Great Hall, Abbot Mordalfus bumped into Constance. The badger glanced up.
Dust!
She exclaimed.
They're opening up the ceiling trapdoor. Quick, clear the hall. Let's get upstairs. By the way, Abbot, well done with the bells.
As they pounded up the stairs, the abbot called to Constance.
I thought the bells were your idea. I knew nothing of it until I heard them ringing.
Well, whoever it was, they struck just the right note.
Both parties reached the barricade area at virtually the same time. The red wallers stopped behind the barricade. Iron Beak could not fly on the spiral stairwell, so he came hop-skipping round the stairs in front of his fighters and hit the first tripwire. Unable to stop himself, and being jostled from behind, he injured his dignity and his bottom by trying to pull back and slipping heavily upon the grease. It was utter confusion. Feathers, beaks, claws and wings massed in an insane jumble as the warrior birds tried to stay upright on the curving stairway. They slithered and bumped, slid and collided, slipped and cracked wings, talons and heads together. Black, slimy grease pounded into a gritty porridge. With the stone dust was everywhere. Each time a bird tried to regain its balance, the situation worsened.
Yuck! Let go! You're pulling me over!
Get off! You're all slimy!
Whoops! Yuck! You're breaking me wing!
Get your greasy claws off me! I'll take that!
Yuck! My beak's full of grease!
On the other side of the barrier, the red wallers danced with glee. They imitated the scorn the birds had heaped on them from the bell tower roof.
Coo-hoo-hoo! What a bunch of ninnies!
What's the matter? Can't you stand on your own two legs?
I'll say he can't. His pal's standing on them for him. Ha-ha!
Hoo-hoo! Come and get us. We're over here. It's not far to walk.
Yer! Hello, greasy beak. How do you like a taste of mole grease?
Formal waved a sharp knife aloft.
Get down flat now, gentle beasts. Here she goes.
He severed the catapult rope with a single slash. Chaos was added to confusion. The huge sling load shot forward, flattening birds who were trying to stand. Rocks, soil and rotting vegetable matter pounded in a torrent upon the floundering birds. The evil-smelling compound enveloped them, completely defeated. The birds slithered messily up the stairwell. Iron Beak tried to spit the evil concoction out as he thudded and bumped his way up, sometimes slipping back a stair, often falling heavily against the walls. All around him his warriors suffered the same predicament. Floundering, cursing and skidding, they beat an ignominious retreat, with the laughter of the red wallers ringing in their heads.
What's that little lot off?
Hope you've got a bird bath up there.
I suspect foul play.
Iron Beak supported himself against the wall.
You've signed your death warrants,
he threatened.
The moment you set paw outside, we'll be waiting on the rooftops. You will be slain without mercy.
Yeah, go and boil your beak, General Pongo.
It was a long, hot day in the crowded trench. The sun's rays baked through the covering of boughs as slaves and slavers alike tossed and turned in the cramped conditions. Only Stoneflex sat calm and motionless. Slagar wiped his paw round under the silken face mask.
If it gets any hotter, we'll roast. Maybe we should have tried to cross the river before dawn, eh, Rat?
You would have been caught out on the open water in daylight. That means death.
Slagar scratched moodily in the sandy soil.
Your mob had better be ready as soon as the sun sets.
Stoneflex's expression did not change.
They will be.
Matameo moved restlessly in his sleep. Dreams of the dark forest they had left echoed through his mind.
This ends Disc 6.